In the ancient temple, you know, all the stones were quarried and worked upon at the quarry. That was the interesting thing about the temple in Jerusalem. You couldn't bang a hammer up on the temple. You had to do all your banging in the quarry. You had to do all your shaping in the quarry. It had to be perfectly finished in the quarry. And then you just brought it. When it was time for it to come along, you just brought it and put it in its place. The stones were prepared and then put in place. Because God said, there will neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron be heard in the house while it's building. And the temple, to some extent, is like that. The temple of God today is like that. There's a quarry here and there and yonder. There's a quarry here in Guildford. This is a quarry. All the stones are being prepared here for that wee windowsill that we'll form in the great day, whatever. We're going to be together in the great day, you know. Because that's where God has placed us. We have to get on in time because we're going to have to go on eternity. We're being quarried together. We're being cut out in relation to the foundation, but also in relation to the cornerstone and in relation to one another. God works with us in regeneration and in sanctification. God's word must quarry us out of the darkness. Souls must be hewn from the mass of fallen humanity. We must be cut out by the hammer and chisel of God's holy word. We must experience that. Being worked upon by God. Grace must find sinners from the dark places of the earth and being brought into the light of the gospel. God must work away with them, chiseling at them, preparing them. And he sends laborers into the quarry fields. Angels, they preserve the stones until God works at them so that they can't die before their time. The angel of the Lord encamps about them till they're quarried, till they're prepared, ready to go into their place, preserving them. And they're laborers with God in the gospel ministry. The preachers of the gospel are quarry stone workers. For we are laborers together with God. You're God's building, but the gospel ministry is God's hammer. And they went forth everywhere preaching the word of the Lord, God working with them. And we're workers together with him. And we beseech you to receive not the grace of God in vain. And the great tool that the ministers use in all of this quarrying work is the divine word. What would you do without the word? What will become of you without the hammer of the word working at you, chiseling away at you? God's word is not my word as a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces to make it into a lively stone in the temple. What would you do without the word?